Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us our friends from Anytime Fitness, and we want to welcome to KDWA Kate Torborg and Courtney Janish. How are both of you?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we're talking in the month of February. Have you seen a peak in the number of people coming, and where do you stand with your percentage of capacity?
Yeah, so I would say our normal members are coming in and they're doing their consistent workouts, kind of getting in there 2 to 3 times a week and doing their cardio and weights. So that's always really good to see. We have an uptick in people using personal trainers and coaches right now too. So to kind of help them get through that New Year's goals in 2021. So that's really fun to see when people are a little more focused in that. In regards to the question about capacity, we're at 25% capacity for here, which we haven't had any issues since we're still able to be open 24/7, so it's 24 hours, which has really helped us spread out when people are here. It's been really great. So there's only a handful of people here at a time usually, and it's been working out really, really well for us.
I bet it has been. How do you monitor that when, you know, during the 24 hours when you're not physically there?
Yeah, so great question. We have security system all around the facility, and then we have everyone that comes in has to use a key fob, so we can see who's in here at all times, and that's monitored all the time for us. So we have a good idea who's in here at what times and if it's peak time or not peak time. So we definitely have a really good system in place to figure out if we're at 25% capacity.
And do you think people come in all 24 hours of the day?
They do.
Oh my gosh, tell me more about this.
There's definitely time frames where it's a little bit lower in capacity. I would say during the evening time frames is going to be pretty low, or even during the day. Since people are now working from home, it spreads out when they can get out of their house for a quick workout. If it's maybe that 10, 11 o'clock, they're like, ooh, I can take a quick break before my next meeting. They'll come in and do their workout. But I would say we have people coming in at all times. There's no start time, really, because they're coming all the time. And there's a lot of shift workers here in town. So a lot of people working second or third shift, they're coming in either before or after that. So that really makes that 24/7 really helpful for them.
It's such a great concept, and it's so nice that people can come and go as they please. Or if they want some help, you guys are there during regular business hours, I know. What about your group fitness classes? Have you been able to keep those going?
Yeah, so we've been doing our team workouts. We finally brought them back to the gym, just doing our best to keep distance still. They're wearing their masks the whole time. We're not really moving around a whole lot, kind of staying in our own space for our workouts. But they've enjoyed being back in the gym and lifting weights a little bit more than they were able to at home with kind of a limited supply when they were at home. So it's been pretty good to be back in the gym.
Oh, I bet it feels good for you guys to have the gym full of people also.
Yeah.
So I know that this is the month, February, we talk about heart health, and I know that's something that is near and dear to your hearts as well. What do you think of that, Courtney, the way I work that in? Tell us what we can do, or tell us a little bit about what you think heart health means.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of different ways, obviously, to make sure we're doing our best to make sure we have a healthier heart. A few things that we like to kind of do here at the gym is we have a lot of wearable devices. So we have a lot of people that are wearing either like Fitbits or Garmins on their wrists, so they can kind of keep track of like their resting heart rate and their heart rate throughout their workout. As well as we also have what's called MyZone, and it's a device that they wear on their chest during their workout, so they can kind of see what their heart rate's doing throughout their workout. So it's heart rate training. So they can kind of see if they're getting their heart rate up to during exercise, like we should be, right? We should be getting our heart rate up while we're exercising. So we're getting a good workout in, and that's one way to keep your heart healthy. versus if it's down the whole time you're working out, maybe you need to push a little bit harder.
Can you tell us what would be a good resting heart rate and what would be a good heart rate to try to achieve when we're exercising?
Yeah, so it's going to vary quite a bit if you're male or female or how old you are. And there's a bunch of different factors that will increase that or decrease that. Typically, you want to see a heart rate below 80 beats per minute when you're resting. Now, for me, for instance, I just got a Garmin, so I know my resting heart rate, it usually is between 60 and 65, which is really good. But there's charts out there that'll show people kind of where they're at. And if people wanted to figure out what their resting heart rate is, the best time of day is to do it right when you wake up in the morning. You can take your pulse just by putting your fingers on your wrist or your neck and just counting the beats. And then you can get a general idea where your heart rate is at and what kind of where your baseline is. And there's a bunch of different factors that will make that number better for you as well.
And is that something that we can do anything about, or will our resting heart rate go down if we are in better shape overall?
Yeah, so if you're exercising, the more you exercise, theoretically, your resting heart rate should go down a little bit, because that means your heart is healthier, right? And you're healthier. If we're eating healthier meals, that's going to help keep your heart rate, your resting heart rate in check a little bit too. So trying to maybe cook your meals instead of eating out, so there's a little less sodium in them. Making sure you're getting enough sleep at night helps keep that heart rate at a good spot as well. And then just doing your best to be active most days of the week.
And what can you recommend at your space for good heart health? Is it aerobic types of machines or activities or what?
Yeah, I mean, so cardio and strength training are both great for making sure we're putting stress on the heart, right? We're working the heart so we maintain a good, healthy heart and have that nice lower resting heart rate by challenging yourself while you're at the gym. So you're challenging yourself theoretically if you're doing some cardio activity and you're pushing a little bit harder to get that heart rate up, then we're challenging the heart, and that's a good thing. When you're doing your strength training stuff, so you're lifting weights, it's going to maybe go up. It might spike a little bit because it might be really hard, right, because you're pushing weight, and it might go down a little bit faster too when you're done with your set of lifting, whatever it is that you're doing. So when you're strength training, it might go up and down a little bit more, but that's still good because we're still working on kind of training the heart, if you will.
And I know that 80% of heart issues go undetected until something happens, which is just a frightening statistic. And then I know another one that's surprising is 1 of 3 women and 1 of 4 men will die of some sort of heart disease. So it's the leading cause of death for both men and women, but yet it manifests itself in different ways for each of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes there's a couple different things that kind of, it can vary. You can just have a bad gene pool, and so you want to make sure you're seeing your doctor regularly. So every month or every year, making sure you're getting that visit in with your doctor, because some people are in really good shape, but they have it in their genetics that they maybe don't have good heart health. So that can be a cause, and that can be undetected, right? If you think you're in pretty good shape, but maybe you don't know about some family history stuff, so you want to make sure you're getting your routine checkups, as well as if you maybe aren't exercising very often, maybe we need to start incorporating exercise back in so we can keep the heart healthy and making sure we're eating properly as well.
I know in the winter time it's a big shock when a lot of people go out and shovel heavy snow. You know, they're not used to that kind of exertion. What can you do to help people not have heart issues while they're working out at Anytime Fitness?
I mean, just coming in here, I guess, and making sure you're getting a good workout in. maybe you haven't been working out for a while, so starting small, so you're not overstressing. I think a lot of times with the shoveling, it's strenuous, and they're not used to doing any sort of weight-bearing or strength training activities, and so with the shoveling, that's a very strenuous task. Plus, a lot of times people tend to wear a lot of clothes when we go out to shovel because it's cold, but you're getting your heart rate up, which makes you get a little bit warmer. So that can cause some issues too, because then it causes your heart to work a little bit harder too. But definitely we try and encourage people to kind of meet with the trainer and start small, and we can get them started with like a program on the Anytime Fitness app as well, to try and make sure they're not overdoing it right away when they get to the gym.
It's great advice. What else is going on, please?
I mean, we're just really excited to have people back in the gym again. It's been getting a little bit busier, especially with this cold stretch we've had this last week or so it's been. So it's been nice seeing people back in the gym working towards their goals, meeting with the trainer, talking about training options. I think this last year has definitely got people thinking about their physical and mental health a little bit more, just because it's been kind of a rough year all around. And maybe they kind of lost their way last March when everything kind of happened. So now just trying to kind of get back into the swing of things and find maybe a new routine and start living a healthier life.
How can Anytime Fitness help you do that, please?
Yeah, so when people join, they get a key fob, so they have access to the gym 24/7. They get full access to our Anytime Fitness app. In there, there's a bunch of workout plans for them to follow, as well as they get a chance to sit down and chat with myself, kind of talk about their goals, what they want to get out of the gym, and talk about some coaching options, and maybe getting them started in something a little bit different than they haven't done before, and then just getting after it right away.
And what is a good phone number for people to reach you at?
Our phone number here at the club is 651-438-8818. Some different ways to kind of self-care for heart health, and maybe some different challenges or different like tasks to try and slowly incorporate something healthy into your lifestyle through the month of February. So maybe if you haven't scheduled an annual physical in a while, that's always a good start, just to kind of see where you're at, and maybe that if there is something, or if you think there is something going on, find that out ahead of time before you start exercising, or before you join a gym, and kind of see what's going on, so you can talk with the gym staff when you do decide to join, so they can kind of help steer you in the right direction. And then another good thing that I think is really important is just trying to start cooking your meals. I know a lot of people like ease and convenience, whether that's fast food or just buying things at the store that are maybe in boxes already made up, so you don't have to do as much. But trying to challenge yourself, finding some healthy recipes so you're cooking a couple nights out of the week to change it up that way to kind of keep the sodium down. If we can keep that sodium down, that's going to kind of help you in the long run as well. And then focusing in on your sleep. I think that's something that a lot of people don't usually get enough sleep. They usually kind of take it, get a little bit, and then just kind of they just keep running, right, day to day, and mm-hmm. they don't really take the time to really get a good night's sleep. 7 to 8 hours is usually a good amount of sleep for the average adult. So making sure you're getting enough sleep, just so you're healthier overall and not just kind of floating through the days.
And how is getting enough sleep important for your heart? Is it just restorative overall fitness or what?
Well, your body needs sleep. And so that's kind of the recommended hours a night that doctors kind of recommend. It will hopefully help bring the resting heart rate down a little bit, as well as kind of help with muscle repair too if you've been doing some strength training, and just so you're well rested and ready for your next day. Less injury prevention. Usually when you're well rested, you usually make a little bit better choices when it comes to your nutrition as well, versus if you're not sleeping much, it's usually we're going to quick convenience because there's something going on that's causing you a lot of stress typically, or there's a reason like you're constantly up throughout your night.
But exercise is such a cure for all of that, isn't it?
Yeah, exercise will help you, hopefully help you sleep at night, as well as making sure it's like a well-rested sleep and not just a restless sleep. I think a lot of people have restless sleep because they aren't getting enough exercise. Probably we're sitting a lot throughout our day, or we sit for work, so our body's kind of always in that resting state, so you're just not, you're not getting out the energy that your body needs to get out, and then it's harder to sleep at night.
So again, if people want to learn more, how can they go about doing that?
They can reach out to us on our Facebook or social media, Anytime Fitness Hastings, Minnesota, or they can just stop by and we can show them around and chat with them and see what kind of things and programs that they need to help them live a healthier lifestyle. Our phone number here is 651-438-8818, and we're happy to help.
We love
anyone,
that.
Anyone and everyone.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, ladies. Kate Torborg and Courtney Janish. Anytime Fitness is located in the Westview Center, and they are open anytime. We love that. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Go!